I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Egyptian authorities raided a Christian bookstore in Cairo this week and arrested an employee. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says an Egyptian Christian had visited the store the previous day. He was the same one who was the first to petition the religious court to officially change his religion following his conversion to Christianity. Although the Constitution allows for freedom of conversion, new Christians are often harassed. Nettleton confirms ministry to believers in this area.
In Egypt, that means providing Christian literature, providing Bibles, as well as providing other ministry tools to help them reach out to their Muslim friends and neighbors.
Next, infant mortality rates dropped 18% since 2003 in Afghanistan. That's just one goal among many for Cure International's program in Kabul. Their medical training program has helped save the lives of women who normally would have no assistance during labor. Cure provides care with Christian love because only 14% of pregnant women in Afghanistan receive any assistance. Cure's two-year-old neonatal unit may also contribute to the rising number of infants surviving birth. And HIV/AIDS is behind India's 35 million orphans. Without someone standing in the gap between the streets and hope, a whole generation will be lost. Orphan Outreach's Mike Dura says that's why they're partnering with the Elwyn Park Home for Girls in Gujarat State, now bursting at the seams. The children can break the cycle of abuse and poverty with the hope of Christ. Dura says that's a key part of their work.
All the staff are Christians. And the girls are very active in a local church there. And so the idea is to be able to reach out to the kids who are orphaned in this community and have an impact in their lives for Christ.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year. Mission Aviation Fellowship's offering a special edition Better Than Life CD to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.